Have you been to the cafe before?
I actually haven't.
So it's open from Monday through Friday.
Students at the University of Illinois rely on different resources that provide food when it is needed. One resource being the Everybody Eats program at Vivier Cafe, according to Ricardo Lopez, a senior studying food science and human nutrition. Not so long ago, he was facing food insecurity as a sophomore. He says it was tough to manage work, class, and find meals on a daily basis.
I did not have the financial literacy or sort of like the know-how to really examine a lease and kind of budget for what it really meant when I signed it. And it really kind of just dug me into a hole for that year with paying rent and paying for other things that I didn't know would be so expensive when I left the dorms, like groceries.
Lopez says he wasn't emotional about being food insecure. The constant daily stress created a structure for him to plan ahead and think where he was going to receive his next hot meal due to hunger. One University of Illinois study of 462 students showed that nearly 65% of students could not afford a balanced meal. 4% did not eat for more than 3 days. Craig Gunderson, a professor of agriculture and consumer economics, says food insecurity exists on campus, but not as much as it does for non-students. His study shows that non-college students, who are the same age as college students, have higher food insecurity rates.
This isn't to say that food insecurity doesn't exist on college campuses. It's just that it's not as serious as amongst other groups. We also have to think clearly about, you know, which types of campuses is, you know, given the high median income at University of Illinois, which is about $150,000 a year for parental income, you're not going to find much food insecurity on U of I's campus.
Yet Crystal Caballero, a junior studying political science and culture house student worker at La Casa, says not every student is able to afford tuition and other necessities to survive at college. Caballero says there are barriers when attending university because people don't realize students take out loans just to support their academics and not food needs.
If we can afford to school, chances are we really can, either through loans or through federal aid, which is like through FAFSA. Some of these students, I guess like including myself, does receive aid from the federal government, but that doesn't mean that I'm able to afford all the things that I need to survive at U of I.
Caballero says she can always afford food. She says college students don't think about themselves as food insecure, but they know they don't eat regularly. Caballero says she uses humor to cope.
I'm like, yeah, I've only, you know, like a banana. It has been like over like 12 hours since I've been up or like out and about like on campus. My friends tend to like remind me or like, oh, do you want something from Bevier Cafe?
Bevier Cafe has been a daily food resource for Caballero. Her friends ask each other to ensure that they are at least getting one meal whenever they stop by and visit the cafe. The cafe is a student-run restaurant and it provides hot meals to students through its Everybody Eats program. Customers have different paying options such as to pay full price for a meal or pay forward where the following customer can eat for free using a token. Professor Jordan Bertelton helps supervise the restaurant. He says 50 to 60 people per day visit the cafe. He says students appreciate the flexibility that the program provides.
One thing that we learned when we were researching these pay what you can restaurant models is that the one huge advantage of them is that they offer equity and a sense of choice. There's no sense of need with respect to other people, right? It takes that feeling of being different out of the equation, and it really allows you to take advantage of this program that we offer and still kind of have your dignity while you're doing it.
Lopez says he hopes the program will grow and expand to help the campus community, even after the pandemic.
It only takes one bad day, one bad month or something for a student to fall into that need of needing food assistance. Unfortunately, there's lots of things around here where you can get food, but the problem is students don't exactly know about it until they need it, and then in that moment it's like a panic.
I'm Luis Velasquez Perez, Illinois Newsroom.